Hi there. The word for you today is, this Christmas, look for Jesus. In Matthew 2, verse 11, we read concerning the wise men, quote, "They saw the child and worshipped him." When you think about it, the wise men couldn't have imagined humbler circumstances than those surrounding the birth of Jesus. Max Lucado paints the picture for us, and I quote, "The ground is hard. The hay scarce. Cobwebs cling to the ceiling. Mary looks into the face of her son, her Lord, his majesty." At this point, the human being who best understands who God is and what he's doing is a teenage girl. She remembers the angel's words, "His kingdom will never end." Majesty in the midst of the mundane. Honor in the filth of manure and sweat. Divinity entering the world on the floor of a stable. This baby had once overlooked the universe. His robes of eternity were exchanged for the rags keeping him warm. His golden throne room abandoned in favor of a dirty sheep pen. Worshipping angels replaced with shepherds. Meanwhile, the city hums, unaware that God has visited their planet. The innkeeper would never believe he'd just sent God out into the cold. And people would scoff at anyone who told them the Messiah lay in the arms of a teenager on the outskirts of their village. They were too busy to consider that possibility. But those who missed His Majesty's arrival that night missed it not because of acts of evil or malice. No, they missed it because they weren't looking for him. So, this Christmas, in the midst of the toys, the tinsel, and the tumult, stop and look for Jesus. If you know him as your Lord and Savior, take time to worship him. Oh, come, sing it, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. And if you don't, make him your Lord and Savior. If you do that, I promise, it'll be the best Christmas you've ever had. And that's the word for you today.